So today we will going to do with subject and predicate, as it has been told that in the second chapter it will be subject and predicate. So it is all been on my website, and this website, it is exactly been introduced to me from the USA as my as a personal blog of mine. So here I am just, you are going to find my words over here at my blog regarding of everything, whether it is of your literature or whether it is of your language, whatever it may be. So everything, it will be, you will going to find it out over here. So now talking back to of a subject and predicate. That is, here we will going to know that you just take a very simple sentence. And the simple sentence, you can take it, for example, like the journey was long and tedious. So about whom you were talking, right? So you were talking about the journey. So here, the person or thing we speak about is the subject. And what you are speaking about is of the subject is the predicate. That is, was long and tedious. Now, if we just take another example, like, she spoke very boldly. So about whom you were just talking of? You were just talking about she. So here she is the subject and spoke very boldly. That is, you were talking about the subject is the predicate. So about whom you were talking, it is the subject. And what you were talking of, the subject is the predicate. But in the case of some of the sentences of what we have to remember, that is of the order of subject and predicate. For example, if you just do take an example, sweet is the fruit of labor. So sweet is the fruit of labor. Now applying your own knowledge of this according to the sentence, you just know about that, about whom it has been talked of. That is a subject. So here you are talking of the fruit. So naturally the subject usually comes first, but here we find that however this order it might can be reversed. Sweet is the fruit of labor. So here you have to stress on the fruit. Next, if we just take an example, like, did you talk to her? It's a question mark. That means as it was been previously said, it is an interrogative sentence. And in an interrogative sentence, we do find that the subject usually comes after a part of the predicate. In the third sentence, you can take that of the exclamatory sentence that it had been discussed on the last chapter. So exclamatory sentence. Here, if you just take the example that how beautiful is the scenery? Or may you live long. So about whom you were talking of? You were talking of the scenery. About whom you were talking of? About you. May you live long. About you. So in exclamatory sentence, the subject is placed after the predicate. And in the case of some other sentences are there, where the subject and also part of the predicate, it has been unexpressed. For example, if we just to take an example, if I do say, well done. So that means the actual whole sentence is, it is well done, but I have only said well done. So here the subject is exactly been unexpressed, and but however the part of predicate, it is also been unexpressed. Now you just take an example, what a lovely game. So what will be the whole sentence? The whole sentence is, what a lovely game it is. But however, what I have said only what a lovely game. So what it shows? It shows that the subject and also part of the predicate are unexpressed. We just take an example of an imperative sentence. Now, what do you mean by imperative sentence? Imperative sentence, it means that as it has been discussed on the last chapter. So just take an example. Thank you. Stand up. So thank you. Now, here the subject is a subject is generally been omitted over here. So thank you, I might can say, I thank you. Or stand up, you stand up. So here you or I, whatever. So it is a subject is generally been omitted. So in imperative sentence, what we have seen that the subject is generally been omitted. So here it goes off your subject and predicate. So it is quite an easy chapter. And in the next chapter, we will going to do about the structure of a simple sentence, which is very important to know. That where it is consisting of that how longer sentences are subdivided, that here I will going to come about noun, adjective, pronoun, infinitive, gerund, noun phrase. Here I will going to come through so that we call it to be as a structure of a simple sentence. So how However, in the next chapter, I will going to deal with this this chapter. So before that, you should going to know that about what is a simple sentence. Now that has been very important, that what is the definition of a simple sentence. Now, just now, I have just taken an example like that. The journey was long and tedious. The sentence is quite simple. So about whom you were talking, that I am talking about the journey, that is which belongs to the subject, was long and tedious, it has been the predicate. Now, you just take an example that if I do say that they write, you sing, I read. So if I just do take this type of example, so this we call it to be as a simple sentence which has got one subject and one predicate, and therefore it is containing one finite verb. So I read, they write, you sing. So here this is a sentence, simple sentence is one which has got only one subject and one predicate, and therefore only one finite verb. For example, you note the sentence, note the examples that I am talking of. I read, they write, you sing. So you are finding out that they write, you sing, I read. Now, next I will going to come over that what do you mean by verb and what do you mean by object? Obviously, you know what is the definition of a verb. So sometimes the predicate, they consist of a verb only. For example, if I do say, he smiled, snow fell. So here you will going to find that sometimes the predicate, which is consisting of a verb only, and that we in each sentence, we call it to be as intransitive. I do repeat that what do you mean by finite or verb over here? If you just take an example like I read, they write, you sing. So you are finding that sentence is one which has got only one subject and one predicate, and therefore it is containing only one finite verb. And what do you mean by verb and object? But if I do say snow fell, he smiled. So here each verb, you can consider it to be an intransitive verb. Why? It is because the predicate is consisting of a verb only. That is snow fell, Ashok smiled. So the predicate is consisting of a verb only. But if the verb is transitive, then the verb and its object together make up the predicate. For example, I'm explaining this. Now you just take an example. If I do say, we take tea. So here we is the subject, take is the finite verb, and T is the object. Then you just take another example like, he is reading a book. So about whom you are talking? You are talking about he, that is he is the subject. Now, what he is reading? He is reading a book, so that is a object. So what is the transitive verb over here? That is reading. She has bought a dress. So about whom you are talking? You are talking about she. Now, what she has bought? The answer is a dress. So when you were asking the question with what, something like this, it's better to say as an example for my convenient purpose. So I can say that back to the example, like he is reading a book. So what he is reading, you are getting an answer. So that you can consider it to be as a transitive verb. So if I do say bees gather honey, so what the bees gather? So you are getting the answer. So you can talk it off as it is a transitive verb. Now if I say snow fell, he smiled. So if we just do ask him this way, what smile? You are not getting any answer. So it is better to consider it to be as an intransitive. So that is the whole thing. So when you are asking the question with what, and you are getting the answer, so you can take it to be as a transitive verb. When you are not getting the answer, you are taking it as an intransitive verb. Now, according to the grammatical rule, if the verb is transitive, then the verb and the object together make up the predicate. For example, we take tea. So if the verb is transitive, obviously, here take is the transitive verb. Why? We take tea. Just to ask the question, what we take? The answer is tea. So here take is a transitive verb. So what is the verb over here? Yate. Now, here, verb is one. So it has been finite verb. As it has been defined, that what is the definition of the finite verb? You just take an example. I read, they write, you sing. So it has got one subject and one predicate, and that you call it to be as the finite verb. Similarly, we take tea. So what you take? We take tea. So that is it. You are considering it as that. We is the subject. Take is the finite verb because one verb you are having. Tea is the object. And what you take? You take tea. That means when you are asking the sentence with what, you are getting the answer. So it is been transitive verb. And here, this verb and its object, verb and its object together make up the predicate. So that is, we take tea. So here, take is when related to tea. Bees gather honey. Gather is when related to honey. So that's the thing we call it to be in the case of a transitive verb, or to be much more easy. If you find it to be much more complicated over on the words, you just take it in this way, that if the question has been asked to you that whether this is the transitive verb or whether this is the intransitive verb, you just simply ask the question, that if you just ask the question to the subject with what, if you get the answer, that is a transitive. If you just do not get it, it is the most easiest process to take it in this way. If I do ask the question to the subject with what, if I do get an answer, this is transitive. And if I do not get an answer, this is completely intransitive. For example, that bees gather honey. Now, who is the subject over here? The subject over here is bees. So you just ask the question, bees gather what? So you are getting the answer, that is honey. And if I just to say, he smiled. Now, if it just question to the subject with what, you are not getting any answer. What smile? So it doesn't make any sense. So consider the centering ground, the verb, if you just ask the question with what, he smiled, you are not getting any answer. So it is completely, it is your intransitive verb. Now, if it is being asked to you that what is the definition of a finite verb, finite means that one verb. So what do you mean by one verb over here? That is a sentence which has got only one subject, one predicate, and therefore it has got one finite verb. For example, if I do say we take or we take tea. Now you can take the example in this way, that we take tea. The same example, you just take it in this way. So take, it has been common to both subject as well as to the object. For example, we take, there is one verb. Take tea, there is only one verb. This we call it to be as a finite verb. So here take, it has also been acting as a subject. Here it has also been taken as the, it is take, we take. So here take is also been related to the subject, and also it is acting as the predicate also. So we take tea, so we take. So here we take is the take, it is a finite verb. Take tea. So here also take is your finite verb. So here take is a common to both we and tea. So here we take tea. You are using it as subject as also as a part of the predicate also. So this is your finite verb, this is a transitive verb, and this is an intransitive verb. In short, Finite verb, it means that I sing, you sing, she sings. That is a finite verb. One. Transitive verb, what it means? We take tea. What you take? That is, you take tea. When you are asking the question with what, you are getting an answer. That is a transitive. If I say snow fell, so snow fell. If you just ask the subject with what, centrally ground the verb, you are not getting any answer. Well, what snow fell, you are not getting any answer. So that it becomes an intransitive verb. So this is all about your verb, object, and transitive finite verb. Now next we are going to do about that, how long the sentences are subdivided. So that I will going to come a little bit later. Or rather, in the next chapter, I was going to do it. So here you were going to find it about more of the things, that is, subject and the enlargement of the subject, or many things like adverbs, adjectives, many things it was going to find. So it was going to find it out, but that I was going to cross it later. Today is after this. Thank you.